begin to let God work in us in such a way that people will be drawn to Christ. And that's what I'm talking about. We talked about last time, the Bible says very simply, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And what that means is, very simply, we can guide our life by what we say. Now, obviously, you think first, then you say, and then you do. But the issue is that we want to see our lives count for God, for one thing. But we also want to see our lives grow as Christians. And you're only going to grow, really, as the thoughts and words that come out of your mouth dictate your life. Now, I talked about last time, if we took a bucket all over here and we set a big bucket down and we put gemstones by that bucket. And on that bucket, we write in big words, life, L-I-F-E. And over on this side, we would put a bucket and we'd put words on that bucket called death. And we'd put rocks over here. And when we speak life, we could put a gemstone in that bucket. And when we speak death, we'd put a rock in this bucket. And then at the end of the day, see how many either rocks or how many gemstones we had. And that's basically how God's going to judge Christians at the end. He's going to judge us by either gold, silver, and precious stones, or he's going to judge us by wood, hay, and stubble. And the wood, hay, and stubble are going to be burned up, and the gemstones are going to be shining for eternity. Do I hear an amen? Now, then we need to watch what we say, but there's more to it than that. Anybody can watch what they say. You could have a lost person that would die and go to hell and watch what they say. So it's more than that. It's allowing our heart to be changed so what we say comes out of our heart. Do I hear an amen? That's the issue. Allow God to change our heart so that the words that come out of our mouth are from our heart and they will bring life instead of death. So, that's basically what I talked about last time, and I want to continue it this time and hopefully get to a place where we'll have a prayer at the end that we all can pray. The whole story is Christ has to be the source of our life. And I think that every Christian comes to a place in their life after they're saved, they come to a place in their life as to whether or not Jesus Christ is going to be Lord of their life or not. Either Christ is going to be Lord or you're going to be Lord. Now, it's just that simple. It's not complicated. And many times people go through some pretty traumatic things to come to the place where they make that decision. Most famous Christians you ever heard of, even the ones in the Bible, came to some very traumatic places in their life before they really decided that Jesus Christ was Lord. Yes, He's the Savior, but we have to come to the place where He is Lord. And when we come to the place where He is Lord, then He can begin to change our heart. And then we can allow our heart to dictate what comes out of our mouth through a hear and amen. You see, that's the way the Christian life works. It's not cleaning up your life. It's allowing God to clean up your heart. There's a difference. Some Christians just try to clean up their life. They say, okay, I'm going to go to church. I'm going to watch what I say. I'm not going to do some of those bad things I did before. And so God's going to be pleased. Well, I'm sure He's pleased with all of that. But that does not necessarily change the heart. The thing that changed the heart is, number one, surrender totally to God. Nothing else. You see, the greatest thing in somebody's life is when they come to the end of it, they'll be able to say, the only important thing is Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? And God is working on that now, and He's working on it tomorrow, and He's working on it the next day. And that's what the Word of God is all about. God, just death and life are in the power of the tongue. You say, okay, I'll just clean up my tongue. Well, that doesn't necessarily clean up the heart. It's not necessary to clean up the life. You can just cover up a whole bunch of stuff, you see. And that is not what God wants to do. Now, what we really ought to be doing, Lord, fill my heart with Your love. Fill my heart with Your love. Fill my heart with Your love, Lord. Not ours, His. You see, in order to be saved, you have to have the faith of God. Nobody gets saved unless God put His faith in you. Are you listening to me? We don't have faith. God has to give us something we don't have in order for us to get saved. Are you listening to me? It says it's called the faith of Jesus. Not ours. It's His. He puts His faith in us. Then we can receive Jesus Christ. You see. And so the whole thing's from God. And the Christian life is from God. It's not getting saved and then, okay, I'm going to do the best I can for Jesus. It's not that kind of a deal. It is letting God cleanse you out and fill you up, hallelujah, with Him. Now, so I'm not saying it's not a big self-control thing. And it is not... somebody could say, always on TV, they're always showing you how to lose 100 pounds and do all these exercises. And if you're faithful to this stuff, maybe you will lose 100 pounds. And everybody thinks that's the way life is. We just decide to do something and we do it. That isn't the way it works. Not the Christian life. The Christian life is get in the Word of God and find out who Jesus is, and you'll find out He wants you to be like Him. And the way you get there is to allow Him to work through you out to this lost world, hallelujah, and then you're going to see people saved. Amen. Are you listening to me? So, I'm going to tell you, if we can clean it up and do it, then we can stay before the Lord. You know, you got to give me the best you have in heaven because I'm so wonderful. Well, you know it's not that way. And so it's He's wonderful, you see. And we have to decide who is Lord. I'm talking about after salvation. Who is Lord? You see, that's the issue. And that's what is important. And God changed me from the inside out. Change the inside. You don't have to worry about the outside. You see. Everything you watch on TV is change the outside. They got wrinkle creams. They got liposuction. They got everything imaginable. And you can do all kinds of stuff through the outside. But I'm going to tell you, only God can change the inside. And that's the issue. We're in the business of letting God change us. Change us. Change us. They're talking about change in the political world. We ought to be talking about change in the Christian life and let God do it. Are you listening to me? Now, it is important for the right words to come out of our mouth. We want to speak life instead of death. You know, a person can kill themselves by what they say. I mean, people don't seem to understand this. They just let idle words fly out and all this stuff, and then they come on Sunday and say, oh, Lord, we love You. Well, we got to start letting the love of Lord flow through us all week long, amen, and on Sunday besides. But that's the issue. And you ever know anybody that all they are seem to be critical and they're just judgmental and it just seems like that's their very nature. And they condemn with their words and they're constantly putting things down instead of lifting things up. And, this is a terrible world and it's not getting better and better and I'm just getting worse every day. And they're just throwing death all over the place with their tongue. And then they wonder why God doesn't work in their life. Are you listening? Jesus can't work in that kind of a mess. You know, he went back to his hometown. He didn't do very many miracles because they didn't believe in him. Are you listening to me? You can tell what somebody believes by what comes out of their mouth. You see. They can fake it for a while, but not all the time. And that's important. Now, let's look in Luke 6:37. Luke 6:37. I hope you brought your Bibles. We're going to get in there today and see what God has to say. Luke 6:37. All right. Now, the Bible, Bible just gives scripture after scripture about talking about what comes out of our mouth. And this is one of them. It says, "Judge not that you be not judged. Condemn not that you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and it shall be forgiven you. Give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom, for with the same measure you measure, it shall be measured unto you again." People use that for finances. And that's okay, but really what it's there for is what comes out of your mouth. If you give good things out of your mouth, good things will return. You give bad things out of your mouth, bad things are going to return. How many of you know, maybe you've even done this yourself, you go to something and you're just smiling and all of that, and you get in your car and you start tearing up everything that went on. Surely nobody here ever did that. I say nobody here ever did that. No. So the issue is, the Bible says very simply, you'll be blessed if you bless, you'll be cursed if you curse. I don't know how it could be any more simple than that. And but you don't say, "I'm going to clean up my mouth." No, you say, "Lord, clean my heart." That's the issue. Clean my heart. Make it like yours, God. That's what we want. That's going to make the difference. Now, we can call to action and judge somebody by what they do. In other words, if somebody does something bad, we can say that's not a good thing. And we can pray for them and try to help them. But what we're not to do, listen to me, is to judge their motives or judge what's in their heart. That's God's business. When we start judging that kind of thing, then we step over into God's business and we get in trouble. There's nothing wrong with seeing something bad and correcting it if you can. If it's a friend of yours and saying, "You know, I don't think that was the right thing. Maybe we can change this or something." There's nothing wrong with judging sin as sin. But you don't judge why somebody sinned. That's God's business. And it's their business. Are you listening to me? All right. Now, I'm just trying to explain to you how this thing works as far as God is concerned. We're certainly to call sin, sin. We can, since it's election year, we can say, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they could clean everybody out of Washington and start over. Amen. Are you listening to me? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But start judging individual people and condemning them. What we should be doing is praying for them, you see, if they're messed up. And if they're going to be in there for a while, start praying that God will get a hold of them and convict them and change their heart and their mind. We're not to judge somebody's intent for why they did something, but we can judge what they did. Because we don't know all the information. We have no idea. The people that do that, many of them wonder why they're sick. Are you listening? Now, not everybody's sick did something wrong. I'm not saying that at all, whatsoever. I'm just saying some people die early because of what comes out of their mouth. That's very clear in the Word of God. Now, and God has a way to deal with things. If you see a person sin and you love them and you want them to have a better life, then you're going to go to Matthew 18 and it says go to them personally, talk to them about it, pray with them. If that doesn't work, take the elders of the church And if that doesn't work, go before the church. What you want to see is them live a life that's pleasing to Jesus Christ. That ought to be the goal. Amen? Not to condemn somebody, but that live a better life. That's the purpose of the whole thing. Now, if we do it wrong, then we're going to be judged. You see? The problem is, if we judge people in a wrong way, then we're going to be judged. It's going to affect your life. It's going to affect your health. It's going to affect inside of you and outside of you. And so, you know, we want to live a life that's pleasing to God. We want to fill up that bucket full of gems so that God can bless us in a way that we can bless somebody else. I want to bless somebody else. But I'm not going to bless anybody else if I'm judging everybody for why they did something or whatever. That's not going to work. That's putting rocks in that bucket of death. Now, let me tell you something interesting. People usually judge people because of something in their own heart. You know, we have a tendency to judge people because of something we have in our own heart. We're the harshest against people because we do the same things. That's exactly why Jesus didn't like what the Pharisees were doing. Because they were judging people for things they were even doing worse. Are you listening to me? They were taking things, they weren't honoring their father and their mother. They would say, oh, you know I have all this stuff and I know you have a need, but I've dedicated this to God, so I can't help you. Baloney. Jesus said, he was harsh with those people. And so, I want you to have life. I want you to have blessing. I want you to look at Matthew 7 and verse 35. Verse 3. Matthew 7 and verse 3. Let's look in the Word of God. And incidentally, I didn't mention it, but on Sunday nights, I'm not going to be here tonight, but on Sunday nights, I'm preaching through the book of 1 Corinthians verse by verse. And we're looking there on rewards is what I'll be in on next Sunday night. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 3. And why beholdest thou the mote that's in your brother's eye and not consider the beam that's in your own eye? Or how will you say to thy brother, let me pull the mote out of your eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye? You're a hypocrite. First cast a beam out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly that cast the mote out of somebody else's eye. Are you listening to me? Let's get our hearts right before we start judging everybody else. And then we're going to judge them and bless them in the right way. Now, the point in the Christian life is we should be getting better. I said the point in the Christian life, we should be getting better. We should start at salvation and then progress from that point on. Yeah, it ought to be like one of those charts that they do on stocks, and hopefully it's going up. You see, and your life should be going up as far as your attitude towards people, as far as what comes out of your mouth, and so forth. You listen to certain people and you just don't want to be around them, because you know why you don't if you're a Christian? Because they're speaking death and it's all around them. They're speaking death and it's all around them. It's an awful thing. And you just don't want to be around that anymore, because your life is life instead of death. And so it's a real problem if you live with them. I understand. But you have to pray. You ought to have the best prayer life of anybody in the world. Amen? Isn't that right? And I'll tell you one thing. God will either clean them up or take them out. Whoa! Did you hear what I said? We need to get strong. We need to be growing in the Lord. We need to be rising up. We need to be speaking better. We need to be pouring out more blessing. We need to be praying for more people. We ought to be moving on in the Christian life, you see. And I'm not talking about somebody that, innocent people sometimes get hurt and they get down and they get discouraged and all these things. But I understand that. And sometimes we get hurt. But we are to stand in the Lord. We are to allow Him, whatever we go through, to change our heart. Your heart's not changed at salvation. Your spirit's changed. Are you listening to me? You have to understand what the Bible says. Your heart is not changed. Your spirit's changed. Your soul isn't changed. That's a process. Somebody says, well, you know, you get saved in your spirit. You're being saved in your soul, and you will be saved in your body. And that's absolutely true. That doesn't mean you won't go to heaven if you died. But the issue is, the spirit thing is finished. It's done. It's over. That work is done. You are righteous in your spirit, but God wants you to be righteous in your soul. He wants to be righteous in your thoughts, in your mind, in your will, in your emotions, what comes out of your mouth. And then eventually we're going to get a new body. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to it. You see? I'm not too worried about this one, but I'm looking forward to the next one. You see? And it's not going to be any sickness, none of those things. I don't know what the good doctor back here is going to do when he gets to heaven. He won't have anybody to heal. But that's probably a good thing. Amen. All right. Now, we don't want to be judges. We want to be blessings to people. And so, look in Numbers 14:28, Old Testament, Numbers 14, and verse 28. You see, God put His Word all over the Bible. The whole Bible is His Word, but He puts things in the old, He puts things in the new, He puts things everywhere. And so it's exciting. Numbers 14 and verse 28. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. Oh my goodness. Did you see what that says? Do you see what that says? Do you understand what it says? God says, what you speak out of your mouth, that's what I'm going to do. I'd underline that thing, put two or three stars around it. If you want to put something on the refrigerator, that's the one. You know, we always like to put this, oh, God bless me. That kind of thing, nothing wrong with that. But how about putting like this? God says, whatever you speak, that's what I'm going to do. I don't know about you, but I want to be speaking gems. Yeah. Are you listening? I want to fill up that bucket of life. I want to see life. I want to see life in my family, life in my friends and all these people. I'm going to speak blessings. I'm going to speak good. But I'm going to speak the Word of God over them. It's not just speaking some mushy words of some kind. It's speaking the Word of God. That says right there, as I live and I live forever, what you speak out of your mouth, that's what I'm going to do. Now, obviously, you have to have thoughts of your heart. Your heart's got to be right when you want it to be right. Because if all you're doing is criticizing and gossiping and carrying on of that nature, that's what your life is going to be like. God said, that's what I'm going to do. Now, He didn't have to do it. He just turns all that over to the enemy. Are you listening to me? The way I think it really works, if you're speaking the Word of God over people, God's going to take care of it. If you're speaking curses over people, the enemy's going to do it. He just uses Satan. Are you listening to me? Satan's not in charge. God's in charge. And boy, am I glad of that one. Absolutely. Now, God said, what you're saying, I'm going to use for on people's lives and also against you. Now, go to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. Now, all we do on Sunday is all I have time for is just look at certain scriptures. But you ought to read the whole book. I say you ought to read the whole book. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. Here's what God says. Here's what you should be speaking. Here's what should be coming out of your mouth. We ought to practice. We ought to do this all the time. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. That's what we ought to be doing. We ought to be, you see, the Lord has to be God. I say, the Lord has to be God. You see, we make Him to be everything imaginable. I mean, the big Santa Claus up there. Or some weird thing like that. What we need to be doing is making Him God. Well, in fact, nobody's going to stand before the Lord and go to heaven unless the Lord's God. Are you listening to me? I mean, we play around with this stuff, and it's not a good thing. Now, so, if we line up with the Word of God, we're going to make a difference. I'm going to say something to you, and I'm not here to make everybody feel good. You know who I preach for? The Lord. Are you listening to me? If it blesses you, amen. You see, I preach for the Lord. Gossip is a trap. Gossip is a trap of the enemy. You want to find the most unhappy people in the world, you'll find people that gossip all the time. They are miserable. Why are they miserable? Because God brings on them what comes out of their mouth. And so that's why you better be careful what you say about people, about anything else. Well, you know, some people do it this way. Well, did you hear? We better pray for this person. Now, here's the problem. And then just go on and on and on and on and on in every detail that nobody wants to hear. It's a whole lot more than anybody wants to hear. And really what they're doing is gossiping in the guise of praying for them. Man, it got quiet in here. Yes.
Pastor, one day I got a visitor in my house in Honduras, and he came loaded. And I opened the door of my house to this guy, and he started discharging all kinds of things against the pastor and some members of the church. You know what I did? I told him, let's get out of here.
Yes.
I don't need any of that.
Yes.
If we allow people to gossip in our house, we're bringing that's the same stuff into our life. So I said, please get out of my house. If you're not going to speak good things in my house, you don't belong
here. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you have to do that. You know, you don't have to listen to all that stuff. Just say, well, you know, I have to go. Thank you very much. Bloop, hang up. You know, we don't have to listen to all that stuff. Somebody says, well, I just want to make sure they know I love them. No, you just want to listen to all that junk. For most people, telephones are a garbage can. And cell phones make it worse. You'd be better off not having one. Are you listening to me? Now, people just talk more. They're talking all the time. I'm in the grocery store. I hear 15 people talking, and I say, who are they talking to? They got things in their ears, things in every place. Who knows where they got things they're talking to? You know? And it's weird. I'd say as far as God's concerned, there'd be a whole lot less talking would be, everybody'd be better off. Are you listening to me? Every idle word's going to be judged. It comes out of our mouth. That's what the Word of God says. Aren't you glad you came today?
Brother Jerry?
Yes.
I was sharing your message with a couple of guys at work.
Uh-oh.
A guy was a week, and he came up to me and got a cup of coffee and a machine. He looked over me and he said, Dave, he said, I'm putting rocks in the bucket today.
Well, at least we got people talking about it, don't we? That's pretty good. Okay. It wouldn't be a bad idea to have a couple of buckets in your house, if you understand what I'm saying. Oh, my. So the point is, if we're disobedient to God in these areas of our life, then negative things can come in, and it's not a good thing. It hinders things instead of helping things. And like I say, it's not just cleaning up our act. We want God to clean up our heart. Now, how do we do that? And I'm going to give you some ways. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
The
very confession of your word, you are bringing forth the
yes.
kingdom of God into your life, His healing power, His resources. We cannot live according to this world.
No.
If we do, we will find ourselves caught in the trap of being Christians and yet worried all the time, no peace, mm-hmm. sick all the time, and we're tired of that. We're
yes.
too old for that. It's time to live in the kingdom of God. He's coming soon for us.
Amen.
So we want to be a pure church. Even our tongue, we want to be pure.
Amen. Somebody said, if you read the newspaper more than you read your Bible, well, obviously, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
I try to read, I read books, but I read books about the Bible, about different things that help me in my life and that kind of thing. And incidentally, I hope God does what you spoke out of your mouth, oil $10 a barrel. I'd be for that one. All right. Now, what do we do about this thing? We're going to repent. We're going to confess. We're going to ask God to get us right. We're going to ask God to cleanse us. We're going to ask God to change us. And that's what we want. So we want to repent. We want to confess to the Lord. And I realize that a lot of people have been put down from the time practically they were born. There are people that have been beat down since they were born. But I want you to know God can raise you up. God can raise you up. Maybe you had all kinds of problems with marriage and everything else imaginable, but I'm here to tell you, God can raise you up. And you may have had parents or a father that put you down, but you can find a godly man that'll raise you up. Are you listening to me? And that's what we're supposed to be doing, men, is raising up our wife and our families with godly words and godly blessings. In fact, we're to speak a blessing on them and pray a blessing. We've already taught that subject. If you're interested, you can get the CDs on that. But the issue is that we're supposed to be blessing people, not putting them down. I don't care if it's some politician you don't like. Pray they get saved. Are you listening to me? pray God starts moving in their life. And certainly bless the ones that seem to be going in the right direction. And so we want to do that. Now, we don't want to open the door. Well, let me give you one little other thing before I get into how to deal with this. But, you know, some people think just little white lies are okay. Like you tell, like you say to somebody, tell them I'm not home. Anybody, I won't ask for a show of hands. That's a lie. Big rock in that bucket over here. Little lie. Big rock. We have to start learning how to control what comes out of our mouth. You don't have to tell them you're not home. Just tell them that I'm busy. Tell them that I'm whatever. But don't make up something about I'm not home. There's something wrong somewhere in that kind of a deal. And somebody said, you know, it's yes, sir. Hey, there you go. Amen. Hallelujah. That's it, being creative in the Lord, isn't it? But seriously, you know, it starts out with little things, and what you do a bunch of little things, and no problem getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But the problem is, see, our heart needs to be cleansed. See, there's something wrong inside. I didn't say you weren't going to heaven. I said there's something wrong inside. It takes God. It even takes God a while to clean up the inside. Isn't that something? He can save your spirit just like that. But cleaning up your heart, that's a full-time job. God, Jesus not up there sleeping. I'm telling you, you want to know why is he making intercession for us? Constantly making intercession for us to cleanse us up. Now, what do you do about this thing? I'm going to close here in a minute. You confess that as sin. Confess the things that come out of your mouth as sin. The minute you say them, if you make a mistake, and everybody does, you confess that to the Lord and confess that as sin. And you ask the Lord to change your heart. Don't ask him to change your tongue. Ask him to change your heart in that area of your life. That's where we, I think, get it wrong. We have some idea we're so wonderfully pure inside. Our tongue just got a little messed up. That's not the issue. The issue is what comes out of us. Then, secondly, you need to confess and repent. And then, secondly, and you might have to ask forgiveness of somebody for what you said. And then secondly, you need to renew your mind in the Word of God. You say, well, I know that, but are you doing that? Renewing your mind in the Word of God. Speak out loud at least one chapter of the Bible every single day. Do not go to bed without doing it. Out loud, one chapter of the Bible every single day. I'd start with the book of John in the New Testament. I'm trying to tell you how to change your heart. And you renew your mind. And you ask the Lord to fill you with His love. And if you do that, you're going to neutralize even words spoken against you. Will not have the effect that they would have otherwise. Because people speak bad words against us. Everybody has somebody speaking something negative against them or about them. I don't care who it is. And so this also will release you from the judgment of God. This will release you from the judgment of God. I'm telling you something practical to do that will help you. Confess and repent. Ask forgiveness as necessary. Be in the Word of God. Read it out loud at least one chapter a day. At least that much. And then, obviously, put Jesus Christ as Lord in your life. Sometimes they call that surrendering yourself to God. You said, I did that at salvation. Not necessarily. I think sometimes you have to do that on a daily basis. Sometimes I just get up in the morning and say, Lord, I surrender my life to you. I haven't even said anything, done anything, haven't done anything. I just say, Lord, I surrender my life to you this morning. Before I ever get started, before I ever say a word, I surrender my life to you, Lord. Now, we're going to have to say, I got a prayer here, and I'm going to read through it. And you can make up your mind if you want to pray it or not. Okay? It's not always just the words you pray. It's the attitude you have once again in your heart. God knows we don't always say the right words when we pray. But it's the attitude of the heart. Lord, I think God wants to bring revival in this place. What do you think? You see? That's why he's having me give these practical messages. He wants you to get your heart right, because if somebody comes, then you'll be able to bless them. Somebody comes, you'll be able to pray for them. Somebody comes, you'll make a difference in somebody's life. You see, Jesus said, I came to seek and to save those that are
lost.
Jesus said, I came to seek and to save those that are
lost.
Absolutely correct. Guess that's what makes us. Seeking and saving those who are lost if we belong to Him. Do I hear an amen? I'm almost done. Here's the prayer. Father in heaven, Your Word tells me to say things that edify, build up, that correct in love, or confirm. Words of condemnation, lies, slander, gossip, and accusation are not of You. People have said words about and against me that were sin. I choose to forgive them of this sin and release them from it. Father, bless them in Jesus' name. I have said words about, and you might want to name the person, that did not edify and did not correct and build up and did not confirm. I've allowed judgment and condemnation in my heart towards others. These are sin. And I choose to repent. Forgive me of this sin. I will only say words that bless in the name and name the person from this day forth with Your help. I take responsibility for those words and renounce them in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank You for Your healing and forgiveness in Jesus' name. Amen. Rather long prayer, but I think it's necessary. If you would choose to pray that, repeat after me. Father in heaven, Your Word tells me to say things that edify, build up, and correct in love, and confirm. Words of condemnation, lies and slander, gossip and accusation are not of You. People have said words against me that were sin. I choose to forgive them of these sins and release it from them. Father, bless them in Jesus' name. I have said words about, and name the person if you know who they are, that did not edify and did not correct and did not confirm. I've allowed judgment and condemnation in my heart towards others. These are sin, and I choose to repent. Forgive me of these sins. I will only say words that bless from this day forth with your help. I take responsibility for these words and renounce them in the name of Jesus. Father, cleanse my heart. I thank you for your healing and forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand before the Lord.